Just want to drop in and have a chat with Nick Ryan this morning. Morning to you, Nick.
Andrew.
Good to talk to you. I just wanted to get an update on regards, Marie. Thanks for joining us to give us that. You've decided not to accept for Saturday?
Yeah, Andrew. The horse is in terrific order, but we're going to wait. We won't accept this Saturday. We'll give him 3 weeks between runs, and we'll look towards the March Stakes on the 6th. And we might even have a think about the Echuca Cup. We're just mindful that he had a few runs in a few weeks. We want to give him 3 weeks between runs.
And, the March Stakes listed race at Flemington reads well anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Look, he's in... I couldn't be happier with the horse. He worked alongside Muhammad Ayas yesterday, and he's in terrific order. He's been down the beach this morning. He looks terrific. He's still eating well, and, I can't fault him one bit.
That'd be a good little race without getting the calendar out and having a look. How far is the Chuka Cup?
It's 1,400 as well. So, look, we'll keep our options open for sure, and we'll nom him in both races and see how they come up.
Okay. And listening to you there, he's just doing everything comfortably, going to the beach and the like. You've just ticked him over nicely within the stable.
Yeah, that's right. Look, he had a very easy week after Flemington. He gets to the beach a fair bit. And look, the horse is in super form. He's rock hard fit. So it's just about keeping him happy, smiling and sound.
You mentioned the gallop yesterday with regards Marie with Muhammad Ayas lining up on Saturday.
Yeah, he's going terrific, Muhammad Ayas. I couldn't be happier with him. So he'll head to the Blamey second up. His second up records reads quite well, actually. But, it's a very good addition to the Blamey Stakes. But he'll head to, after Saturday, he'll be 3 weeks into the Albury Cup where he should be really peaking.
You'd love to go back to Albury where you spent some time with Brett Kavanagh.
Yeah, that's right. It's been on the radar, the Albury Cup, for a while with this horse. So it'd be lovely to go back up the Hume Highway and bring the Cup back to Melbourne.
And the stable, Nick's just ticking over really nicely. It's good to have the profile horses like a regards, Marie, but Gold Spark did the job nicely there, extended strongly at Bendigo.
He did. He's a four-year-old gelding that's quite lightly raced, and he's got a lot of upside. I think the race yesterday mapped really well for him as well. We sort of freshened him up after Moonee Valley, and he jumped out 10 or 12 days ago with some very good horses at Caulfield. So it was no surprise yesterday, but to see him do that, he'll probably head to Moonee Valley on the 13th of March for a 1,200. So, very progressive horse.
Stable within what you've got there. I mean, you look at it, I've got, I think, 7 or 8 winners since January 20, a mixture of those country and city. You must be pretty happy with things at the moment.
Yeah, look, I've got a good crew of staff, and they're doing a terrific job. And as I've always said, we're a boutique stable. We're very hands-on, but it's more quality over quantity. And, we put the time in. We're getting the results.
Good on you, Nick. Thanks for taking our call on short notice. Just wanted to get an update on regards, Marie, and we'll look forward to the Blamey for you on Saturday. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, Andrew. No